Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Oh, yeah. I love this segment. I'm so excited to do this. We're going to dig into a little college football. We are digging into what maybe the Browns could be looking at next year with two first-round picks. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Let's go to the hotline. We bring in a native son of Ohio. He is Dane Brugler from The Athletic. And right now what's out is this top 50 board when it comes to college football. And he's on the fan hotline. Dane, first of all, how are you doing? How's life?
I'm good. Good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Good.
Always good to have you with us, Dane.
Always love it. I'm looking at the board. I just want to see if anybody from Mount Union's on there, knowing your...
Maybe if I did top 100, but this is only a top 50.
Oh, okay, so the first thing, you know, this is what a Buckeye hawk I am, honk. As I looked at this, I'm like, oh, he's got Arvel Reese and Caleb Downs in his top three. And I'm just sitting here going, I wonder where Jeremiah Smith would be there if he was going out this year. He would. Where would he be right now? I'm just curious. I know we'll get into what you got out there now, but as you look ahead to see what he could be, where do you – could he be number one next year?
No, I mean, it'd be a shock if he's not the first non-quarterback. I mean, I think if Julian Sain and Jeremiah Smith were both eligible this year, they would be 1-2 in whatever order you wanted to put them. It's rare that a program's two best – prospects aren't even draft eligible, but that's part of why Ohio State is number one right now and playing so well is with those two guys on offense and Jeremiah Smith. You know, next year, and this will be a talking point that comes up quite a bit over the next few months in the lead up to the 26 draft, is how strong the 27 draft looks. And that's not just Jeremiah Smith, but the quarterbacks. And that's something that I'm sure we'll be talked about, quite a bit, especially with the Browns and their quarterback situation.
Yeah, so let's do it right now, Dane.
Way to go, Jeff.
We'll just jump right in. It's interesting to me. Early on, certain guys were up at the top of your rankings, other rankings, as far as coming out this year in 2026. And it's changed during the season, which scares me. And it's changed for obvious reasons. Other guys are playing well. Guys everybody liked early, not playing as well. Right now you have Ty Simpson from Alabama as your number one quarterback coming out. Fernando Mendoza, Dante Moore, Lenora Sellers, who intrigues the heck out of me. If you're the Browns and you have two picks next year, are one of these guys enough to make you say yes to use your first rounder on one of those guys? Or are you thinking, let's get the left tackle, let's get the wide receiver, we'll sign a veteran, and we'll draft somebody in 2027 or whenever?
Yeah, and it's tough because if you ask me, I might have one answer, but when you look at the Browns situation, the GM and head coach, assuming they're back, do they feel like this is, we passed on a quarterback last year because we thought it was a one quarterback draft, and the quarterback went one, so okay, we have to pivot and go in a different direction after that. Getting that extra one this year puts them in a power position to go get that quarterback this year. And, they just, if you're Kevin Stefanski, if you're Andrew Berry, you can't really force a move at quarterback. But at the same time, you feel like you might not get another offseason in 2027 to do that. So I think if there's a quarterback in this draft that they like quite a bit, even if they don't have to love him, but they like quite a bit and say, hey, we can see a path where this guy's going to be a long-term NFL starter for us, someone that helps us win the division, then, you know, you have to go make that move. You have to, you know, you roll the dice on somebody. This is an organization, as much as, you know, we think about the Browns and drafting quarterbacks early, they haven't drafted a quarterback in the first round in 8 years. You know, it's been a while. So at the same time, while the 27 draft looks promising, nothing is in promise when it comes to the draft. And so if they like one of these guys enough, and it'll be interesting to see who comes out, because all these guys we're talking about are underclassmen. You know, Fernando Mendoza, Indiana quarterback, is the most likely to declare. I think he, you know, is the odds-on favorite to be quarterback one, but not a consensus by any means. Ty Simpson at Alabama is a one-year starter, and that's a little bit of a red flag. He has 10 starts under his belt, and so there's just a lot of football he hasn't seen. Now, he's a little more unique of a one-year starter because he's already 23. He's already a graduate. You know, he's been in the program a lot of years, and so there's some experience there. Dante Moore is kind of in a similar vein in terms of experience, in terms of starts. He has only, I think, 17 starts right now, but he's only 20 years old. And, you know, he has an interesting situation where Phil Knight's going to write a check and Oregon's going to be good next year. There's a lot of reasons for him to go back to school. But in this type of quarterback class, does he say, well, maybe I'll strike while the iron's hot? So first domino needs to fall is to see what is this quarterback class looks like in terms of the underclassmen that are actually part of this. And then I think from there, that's where the Browns can kind of figure out, all right, what do we need to do? Do we need to move up a spot? You know, right now they're in the top three, but the Titans are in front of them. And, you know, interesting enough, you know, the Titans come to town here in a few weeks, which could be a matchup where the loser is the front runner for that number one overall pick.
Dane Brugler joining us from The Athletic. Guy that I've been so intrigued by this year, because I just love watching him on tape, is Lenora Sellers at South Carolina for a Gamecocks team that is 3-7 right now. What do you think of Sellers? Is he a long-term project, or do you think he can come into the league and play? He looks long-term to me, Dane.
Yeah, that's a fair assessment. I mean, I think that all of the excitement that we had about him coming into the year, it's there's still some of it there, but he still looks like the same quarterback now as he did last year. You're not seeing a ton of development. Now, I think that you can attribute some of that to the supporting cast. I mean, there's just not a lot of help going on in terms of the blocking, the pass protection. The run game is very inconsistent. And then, you know, when you watch the tape, he's not missing wide open wide receivers here. So, you know, there's a lot that is, it's not just the quarterback being average, and that's why the team has not lived up to expectations. But still, you expect more from a quarterback you're considering taking early. So, you know, Sellers is going to have, he's another one. He's still just 20 years old, you know, so it's not like he has to make that move to the NFL. Wouldn't be surprised if he's back in college, if not even at South Carolina, but maybe in the transfer portal where he looks to maybe get a change of scenery and maybe go to a better situation for him.
I think that's interesting. Do you like him?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to like. Dual threat ability. He is maybe the strongest quarterback I've ever evaluated. I mean, his ability to break tackles is phenomenal. I think that he has shown some development. Like where he is now, he is further along than, say, you know, Anthony Richardson was.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's coming out of Florida. You know, Sellers is already further than that in his mental development, the way he sees the field, the way he can process things. Every tape, I don't care which one you watch, there's a handful of throws that keep you invested in this guy. And so it's just, can you turn those 4 or 5 throws into 12, 13 throws a game? And that's kind of the big question, where it's still a big projection here. And that's why I'd love to see him in school one more year.
All right, let me throw, because I'm just curious your thoughts on Fernando Mendoza and where he's at, how he's been able to move up. And, you know, obviously his team playing well and being undefeated right now makes a huge difference. So, you know, just kind of tell me how he's done this. How has he worked his way, you know, not only to being a guy that's up for the Heisman, but a guy who is up the boards where you are as far as being an NFL quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, I thought highly of him coming into the year. In my top 50 back in August, he was, I think, 20th overall. So he was already in that first-round conversation with what he did at Cal. And then he moves over to Bloomington, and he's just a perfect fit for that Kurt Cignetti offense. It's very RPO heavy. And it fits what are the strengths of Fernando Mendoza. He's a very cerebral quarterback, pre-snap, post-snap. Based on his reads, he is very efficient. He knows what to do, whether, you know, everything is, especially in that offense, everything is tied to the run. And so he makes those quick decisions about whether to hand it off, back shoulder throws, a lot of slants, a lot of screens. And he gives his receivers a chance. But I will say that watching Indiana, they're going to have more than a handful of draft picks this year. It is not just the quarterback. The offensive line's playing well. They've got 2 pro receivers that are going to be in this draft. And then a couple guys on defense that are really, really talented. So, you know, Mendoza, credit to him. But, yeah, it's that entire Indiana team is the reason why they're undefeated. And, their depth will be tested here, in November and then into the playoff. Just if they lose 1 or 2 key guys, can they, keep that same momentum? We'll see. But, Mendoza with, that Penn State game, it was the first 3 quarters was very average. He had that bad interception in the second half. But what he did on that final drive, just phenomenal, especially after when the first play was that sack, and then for him to come back and lead that offense down the field for 81 yards and the go-ahead score was phenomenal. So I get a lot of Jared Goff vibes when I watch Mendoza, where, you know, the arm is good, not great. Mobility is okay, not amazing. But it's the stuff that he does pre and post snap, the understanding of, okay, this is where the vulnerable matchup is going to be. This is where the void is. Just understanding what the defense is trying to do and then trusting your receiver to go make a play. To me, that's what stands out the most. And that will translate to the next level. But his superhero is more mental than it is physical.
Did you ever think we'd be having a conversation about a quarterback leaving Cal to go to Indiana to have a better chance at being drafted higher and to win the Heisman? I find it fascinating. I think the entire story of Indiana is really, I think, one of the best things in college football right now.
Well, and in not just Indiana, but he passed on Miami was looking at him. There were several schools that wanted Fernando Mendoza, and Mendoza's a Miami kid. Mm. So for him to pass that up, and one of the big reasons, his brother's the backup quarterback in Indiana, and so he had that inside intel about what the coaching staff was like, what the culture was like. And so it was a good fit for him. But yeah, it's the NIL space has really changed a lot, and that'll be a big factor in some of these underclassmen and the decisions that they make, because instead of, you know, going to the NFL, they have a chance to go back to school and get paid $3-4 million and get better. And, you know, the development's not guaranteed. But, you know, you think about Quinn Ewers last year, you know, instead of being a seventh round pick, he could have gone to Miami. And, you know, that's who the Hurricanes wanted before Carson Beck. So, you know, and now Drew Aller was kind of the opposite, where, you know, he maybe should have declared after last year instead of coming back and everything that's gone on at Penn State. But yeah, it's the quarterback carousel is even crazier now with NIL and the transfer portal, and just it's the wild, wild west.
Dane, you just mentioned Drew Aller, who, of course, is from here in Northeast Ohio and said it would be special to play for the Browns. His injury is really tough. I would think it drops him out of the first round. Does that drop him out of the first round? And would a team make a nice pick if they picked him up in where, the second?
Well, I mean, I thought he was I gave him a second round grade coming into the year. Okay. So I think that he was more, the way that things were going this year, he was more of that second, third round guy. Now it's just, okay, is he going to be healthy enough before the draft where he's going to be able to throw for teams, and, you know, teams are going to be able to get a better sense for where he is medically. But yeah, he's, you know, he had his family had Brown season tickets for multiple generations. Their family dog was named Ozzie after Ozzie Newsome. Like, this is a guy that is, you know, he is a Browns guy because he grew up in that type of family and environment in Medina and, you know, that area. So, you know, he was, it was a bummer to see the way the season ended for him because, you know, the season didn't start great. Okay. Well, he still had the second half of the year to rectify things and make things better. And unfortunately, because of that ankle injury, not able to do that. And he's out of college eligibility now. And so I just hope he's able to get healthy before the draft so he can have a pro day. And, you know, whether he's a third round pick, fourth round pick, whatever it is, you know, a team's going to give him the chance and hopefully he's able to make the most of it.
Dane, what'd you think of Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders coming out last year? And what do you think of what they have shown since they've been with the Browns?
Gabriel, I get, had a fourth round grade on him as a backup type of player. You know, all the things that the Browns like about him, the mental ability, how quick he is, get the ball out, how smart he is, resilient. You know, there's not a quarterback starting in the NFL right now who has more college starts. So the experience that he brought to the organization was something that I think really appealed to this team. Now, again, I think that he's a backup. That's who he is. There's the size that really holds him back. You know, his arm is fine in the short to intermediate game, but the downfield game isn't there. But it's hard to evaluate these quarterbacks when you have arguably the worst wide receiver depth chart in the league and you have a bottom five offensive line. You know, that's just, it's hard. And, you know, Shedeur, he played about what you expected coming in cold off the bench. And, you know, on Sunday, like hopefully I'd love to see him start here a few games down the stretch to see how he does with hopefully getting some first team reps during practice. But the bad habits we saw at Colorado followed him to the NFL, which isn't surprising. You don't expect guys to change overnight, but just the bad habits of retreating in the pocket and holding the ball too long and just being too methodical with his process. That was something that showed on Colorado's tape, and that's why, you know, I didn't think he was a first round pick. And obviously that's followed him to the NFL, and it's tough to overcome. So if there's a reason we're going to be talking about the Browns being aggressive this offseason, I think, in terms of upgrading the quarterback position. I don't know that it doesn't look great in terms of free agency or trades. I mean, do you really want to trade a day two pick for Mac Jones? So I think the Browns are hoping to see a lot of these underclassmen quarterbacks declare, and they can figure out which one is the best route that they can, if they have to trade up, go up and get them, or just be aggressive to try and get it right.
Dana, we got about a minute left. I want to remind everybody to go to The Athletic to check out your top 50 here. And by the way, we didn't even say it. Number one is Glenville's own Arvell Reese. How does he stay there for the rest of the season?
Yeah, I mean, he's just so disruptive. I don't even care about the numbers. You just throw on the tape and the way he impacts the game as a spy against the run when they let him rush the passer, his ability to win with his hands. He's so violent, but also the dip, the burst, flatten to the quarterback. He's a very unique player who can play off ball linebacker, can play on the edge. Him and Caleb Downs, it's my favorite thing to do every Sunday morning, throw on that Ohio State defensive tape just to see what kind of things they could do each week. So I'm hoping we see them in the Big Ten championship game against that Indiana offense. That'd be a lot of fun.
All right, I just checked it out. You've got at least four Buckeyes going in the first round, right? I just want to make sure. If you go top 32, I think I have four. I counted. Oh, no, five. I missed Sonny Stylizer. All right, so at least five, right? Five in the
Arnold
top 32.
Tate, Sonny Styles. Yeah. It's a loaded team. That's for sure.
It is. Hey, Dane, you know, we love talking to you. We love the breakdown you give us, and we look forward to reading you all the time in The Athletic as well. Thanks, Dane.
Thank you, Dane.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.